you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Let's talk some local golf on this Monday edition of the Coach's Corner. The 2018 season, it's complete. Can't believe it. Last week it came to a close and the Carbon Dinos finished fifth overall in the state. Dropped a couple of spots in the final day of the state tournament, but still a phenomenal year. First year under head coach Brett Johnson, who is joining us right now over the phone. Coach, great to get you back on today. Thank you.
Thanks for having me again, Jordan.
Definitely, Coach. The season is complete. It went by in a flash. There's no question about that. About a week ago, it came to an end, Coach. You guys traveled to Meadowbrook in Taylorsville, two-day competition. All in all, Carbon finishes fifth overall. And I know throughout the season, we knew this was a top-five team, Coach. And I guess historically looking at it, it's the fourth consecutive year that Carbon has finished in the top five. So it's an accomplishment in itself. But I want your assessment of how the kids played.
Overall, I was really pleased with our play. The second day, really kind of got it. I'm not sure if it was nerves or what really happened that second day, if we were just trying too hard to kind of chase Morgan. But overall, I was really pleased. After the first day, you know, before the state tournament, I said that if we could shoot around the 300 to 310, we'd be in a good position. And after the first day, we shot 311. And we had four scores in the 70s. I was really happy with our first day play. And then the second day, we just struggled a little bit. And, you know, it is what it is. I was overall very pleased with our boys.
We'll start by talking about the first day, Coach, because you guys were third going into day number two, and there were some great scores on day one. Brady Gagan, I know, shot a 75. Carson Martinez and Nick Olson both at 79, and Caden Slavinsky was at a 78. So it's you guys were actually in contention going into day number two. I know Morgan did develop quite the hefty lead, but barring, you know, some sort of collapse, you guys were within striking distance. What was the difference between the 2 days? Was weather an issue? I know you just said that maybe you guys were trying to track down Morgan. You put a lot of pressure on yourself. Did the kids take more risks? I mean, what was the determining factor in your mind between the 2 days?
The 2 days, especially the second day, just watching the kids, a lot of putts just didn't fall for us. You know, I watched Carson Martinez miss about six or seven birdies that, you know, usually he makes. Same with Brady, Nick, and even Caden. You know, Caden, he had a tough, I think his third hole, he took an eight. And so that really put him back a little bit. But, you know, he finished strong. I know it wasn't the number that he wanted to shoot, but with taking a high number like that, it's really hard to come back and shoot a good number.
All in all, when you go back and you look at some of the individuals, I mean, Brady Gagan, he was right there. I know after the first day, just a couple of shots back of the leader. Unfortunately, he takes an 83 in day two. Coach, at the end of day one, how confident were you and the boys on you guys, you know, maybe even grabbing a top two finish?
I think maybe kind of played in a little bit. Maybe we were a little too confident that we had a really, I mean, we were four shots back of second place. And I knew if we shot anywhere around that 310 to 300, I knew that we would take second for sure. And it would have, if we would have shot that number, we would have taken it. So that kind of hurts a little bit, but all in all, I was really proud of my boys.
Do you take more risks, Coach? Do you encourage the boys to take risks when you're at the state tournament and you're trying to make up strokes? Because, I mean, really, there is no tomorrow. I mean, is that something that you encourage?
Yeah, for sure, especially on that golf course. There's really not a whole lot of trouble that we can get into, especially on the par fives. I feel like we should definitely try and take advantage of hitting them in two. There's some short par fours. If you can be aggressive and put it in the right spot, there's good chances to make up some strokes. The weather was actually pretty good. It didn't rain on us at all. The wind was up a little bit, but when it comes down to it, we just didn't make some crucial shots at good times. So
Golf is definitely a day-to-day game. Proof of that is that Union finds a way to climb into that number four spot, and Richfield finishes just five strokes better than Corbin. I mean, there was a log jam, 13 strokes back of Judge for second place. So, I mean, anywhere from second all the way down to, I guess, fifth place, Coach. I mean, it was extremely close. And even with that being said, you guys were only five strokes better than North St. Pete. So the parity was there. I mean, there was a lot of competition at this event.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said before, we were a top five team coming in. You know, we finished fifth. I reiterate that we definitely had a really good shot at being number two or even number three.
Yeah.
Just kind of at the end, just kind of got to us a little bit, but, you know, got to take it with a grain of salt, I guess, and move on from there.
All in all, Coach, I'm sure you still consider this a very successful season.
Yeah, for sure. We took care of business for our region. I think maybe next year we need to prepare a little bit more, be a little bit more mentally focused for our next region. Even if I'm not sure because they do a realignment, but whoever's in our region next year to take it a little bit more serious, I think will kind of prepare us for that state. And I think it's good that the kids got a little bit more competition out of it, because we played with the Morgan kids, and I mean, those kids were phenomenal. I was really impressed with their team. They knew how to play some golf, and I was really impressed.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Brett Johnson of the Carbon High School Golf Squad. Coach, let's move on and talk about a couple of seniors on this year's squad. I mean, I guess the good news is you only have two seniors, right?
Yes, we had two seniors, Carson Martinez and Tyler Yakovich.
Let's talk about Carson Martinez. He was kind of that second golfer for you guys throughout most of the year. It seemed like for the most part you could rely on Carson to deliver you guys pretty consistent numbers. And, you know, that's a big reason as to why you guys won a region championship.
Yeah, definitely. He was a good leader on the team. He had a great work ethic. I want every one of my younger kids to look up to Carson and to see how hard he worked, how he stayed after for practice and worked on his game, stuff that he needed to work on. And it showed. His first four or five matches, he struggled. But towards the end of the season, he really picked up his game and played to where he usually plays at.
Let's talk about Tyler. Again, this is the second senior on this year's squad, Coach. I know that there wasn't a whole lot of opportunity for you guys to use his scores, but at the same time, golf is 1 through 6, even though only four scores are counted. I mean, so all six golfers are key.
Yeah, you never know day-to-day what kid's going to come out and, you know, have the feeling on the golf course and kind of find his game during the golf round. And I was really impressed with Tyler. It was actually his first state tournament, being his senior year. And so the nerves were out, and he struggled the first day a lot. And I blame that with nerves and, you know, not being in that kind of situation before. But the second day, he really, I mean, he changed big time. His first day, he got 102, and then the second day he shot 87. So, I mean, that was a drastic change for him, and I was really impressed.
Coach, when the season came to a close and you had one last talk with the boys, I'm sure it's sad because these kids are never going to be able to golf on the same team together as a unit again, but you had a lot of youth. What was the attitude like among those kids coming back?
It's definitely a little disappointing, because I think they understood and they know where they could have been. Second place was just, you know, right there for them. And I think that was a little disappointing for them. To be beaten by Union, I know that really hurt, just because we've owned Union all year. But, I mean, at the end of the day, they played better than us. I think they'll take that as a little, you know, just a little bit more extra drive for next year to play a little bit more golf and to get a little bit better.
Sure. Yeah, between now and then, Coach, what are some of the steps that you take going into your second year as head coach to kind of prepare this team? I mean, do you change some things? Did you pick up on some things that you want to make sure you implement next year that maybe you didn't this year?
Yeah, they need to play in tournament golf. They have youth leagues and junior golf leagues up north that can really make a difference towards tournament play. Because just going out there and playing by yourself or with your buddies, it's definitely a little bit different than being out on a golf course, you know, with some better golfers from up north, and to really just make you want to play better. I think that's a big step for our kids to get into tournament golf during the summertime more.
Well, Coach, it's definitely been a pleasure to talk with you throughout the entire season. I'm so grateful for the time that you have given us to kind of dissect the team and get updates from your perspective. Congratulations on a successful first year. And I know before we know it, we'll be talking about next season. So, I appreciate the time this year, Coach.
I appreciate it, Jordan.
That's Coach Brett Johnson of the Carbon Dino Golf Squad. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we'll talk some Major League Baseball. A game going on right now between the Dodgers and the Braves. Atlanta trying to force a Game 5. We'll talk about that when we return on this Monday edition of Drive Time Sports.